Hello, trackers. Let's try that again. Hello, trackers. Well, tonight I want to spend some time reviewing some of the things that you have learned. Some of you realize that we are on this great adventure, an adventure to understand God's word, to understand who God is. And tonight we're going to review some of those things this evening, and I thought I'd bring my fishing pole. Anybody gone fishing before?
Yeah!
Well, listen, everybody. Listen, everybody. All right. Many times the Lord would speak through the prophet Moses, saying to him, "Remember the Lord your God." He would say to his people, "Remember the Lord your God." I don't know about you, but sometimes I forget to say thank you. Do you forget to say thank you sometimes? Yeah. Sometimes you forget to put your toys away. Anybody forget to put their toys away? Yeah, sometimes you forget to put your toys away. And if you're like me, sometimes you forget your keys and your wallets. And sometimes you go into a room and you don't realize, what did I come into this room for? Right? Parents? Adults? Yes, okay. Sometimes we forget to say thank you. And we forget many things every day. But that is why God says to Israel, listen up, little ones, listen up. God says, do not forget the things that you have seen. Don't forget them. Don't forget them. Do not forget them. And tonight I want to remember some of those things that we've studied. And so I thought we'd go fishing for God's truths. Do you want to go fishing with me?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see what we can do without any accidents, whatnot, lawsuits, what you may. All right, here we go. Let's go fishing. All right. Whoa, nice cast. There we go, there we go. You kind of wait for the fish to kind of grab. Whoa, 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 what's that? Do you guys feel that? No, you don't feel that. Okay, all right, here we go. Let's see what we got over here. Okay. Wow. A fishy that tells us God is perfect. You can't read this. Some of you can't read this. But God is perfect. Can you say that? God is perfect. And listen up. Listen up. I have a son named Micah, and his name means, who is like our God? Who is like our God? The answer is really simple. There is no one like God. There's no one. God is perfect. Jesus said it this way, your heavenly Father is perfect. That's what Jesus said. Our God is great. He is majestic. There's no one like him. He is perfect. He is holy. He commits no sin. He does not sin. He cannot sin. And when we studied this lesson, we learned about Isaiah, who saw God's throne, and he saw these angelic creatures, angelic beings with six wings worshiping the one true God. And these angelic beings said to one another, do you remember this verse? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Let's go fishing for another truth, huh? All right. Again, we don't want any injury. All right. So make sure we cast it. Make sure we wait for the fishy. Wait for the fishy. Oh, oh, oh. What's that? What's that? What's that? What's that? Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. God does not change. That's a big fish. That has three words on it. God does not change. That's right. God does not change. Listen up, listen up. In this lesson, we learned that God has a name. He has a special name. He said to Moses, I am who I am. This is my name forever. Can you say that with me? I am who I am. This is my name forever. That's right. Now, there is so much that God wants us to know about him and to remember. And his name is an important one to remember. We cannot forget. God wanted to make sure Moses knew that it was God, the one true God who was sending him. The one true God was sending him. The living and eternal God was sending him. And he does not change. He does not change. He was calling Moses to go to Pharaoh and say to him, let my people go. Let Israel go. So as you turn 4 years old, anybody 4 years old? Yeah. As you are turning 5 years old, anybody 5 years old? And then as you are 6 years old, anybody 6 years old? No. All right, I should have started with three-year-olds. Three, four, and five. Listen. I want you to remember God's name. I am the Lord. And he has always existed and will exist. Listen, God will never leave us. He will never leave us. And he always keeps his promises. Did you listen to that? God always keeps his promises. God always keeps his promises. All right, let's go fishing again, huh? For the third truth. Woo. Again, without any injury. Here we go. Whoa, that's a far one. That's a far one. Sometimes you cast way too far, and it's stuck, of course. All right, here we go. Oh, here we go. Okay, there we go. See, sometimes, whoa. All right, let's wait for the fishy. Let's wait. Sometimes you wait a lot. Oh, there it is. It's a little bit harder to read, but God is living. He is a living God. Whoa, what happened here? Listen up. God is a living God here. We changed it up. I'm sorry. God does not change. He's a living God. We need to go fishing for another one that says God is gracious. But we'll just pretend that was a God is gracious fish. Remember what we're asking. What is God like? And the Bible tells us that the Lord, listen, everyone, the Lord is merciful. The Lord is gracious. You remember this verse? The Lord is merciful and what? Gracious. God gives favor to those who do not deserve it. We don't deserve his kindness. All of us have sinned against God and his holy law. But God is also compassionate. He looks down from heaven and he knows that you and I are helpless without him. You need help tying your shoes sometimes, right? Sometimes, some of you need help picking out the clothes that you're going to wear. I know I do. But you need help always in life. Above all, you need God's mercy and his grace. Let's go fishing for the last one here. Okay, here we go. Woo, there we go. Nice. Reel it in. Slowly. What's that? Whoa. It's a big one. Wow, look at that. It's purplish. All right. The last truth that we learn is, listen, God uses evil for good. God uses evil for good. I know that you are all very young. You're beginning to see that there's a lot of bad in this world. There's a lot of bad things that happen in this world. You're starting to realize that people do mean things. And you know what? Sometimes you're not nice. And sometimes you do mean things. And we ought not to do mean things, right? We ought to be good to one another, especially those who are the household of faith, God says in His Word. God knows all of this, and He uses all things, even the bad things that happen in this world, for good, to establish His good. That's how God is. Joseph said to his brothers, you remember this verse, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." That's right. So what you are to do, what I am to do, is to cling to God. Be close to God. Know God. Listen, my little ones. Listen. I'm so glad that you're learning all these truths. I'm so glad that you're learning all these truths. All throughout the weeks, you're memorizing God's Word. And my prayer is that you would understand and know this one true God. That's what we pray for you about. We pray that you would come to know the one true God. So let's pray. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the lessons that you have taught us. Thank you for teaching us each week all about what you are like. Thank you that you are gracious and you're merciful. You are a living God. Lord, thank you that you do not change. Thank you that you use even evil and you establish your good. Thank you for all these lessons. Thank you for these little ones, and pray that you would call them to yourself, Lord. Thank you for these great truths we're learning. Help us to enjoy our time and help us to follow you all the days of our lives. In Christ's name we pray, and everyone said, Amen. Amen.